Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Faith in the Power. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Acts 17:27. You don't have to turn there, but you can listen to these. It says that they should seek the Lord, if haply they might feel after Him and find Him, though He be not far from every one of us. How far away is God? Not like you got to climb the highest mountain or cross the widest ocean to get closer to Him. And yet, just because He's everywhere present doesn't mean you're close to Him. Physically, you're not far from Him. But what determines how close you are to Him is your heart, not a physical distance. 1 Thessalonians 2:17. I believe this will bless you. Of course, it's the Word. If the Word don't bless you, you can't be blessed. 1 Thessalonians 2:17, he said, "We, brethren, being taken from you for a short time in presence," and he adds this, speaking by the Spirit, "not in heart, endeavored the more abundantly to see your face with great desire." You ever heard the phrase, "I'm with you in spirit," or "I'm with you in heart"? That's not just a figure of speech. That's a reality. You can be with somebody in heart. Even though there might be 2,000 miles of space between you. Or you could be sitting 3 inches from them and be 10,000 miles away from them in heart. And which one matters the most? Heart. Is God with us? How far away is heaven? I don't know. It takes angels a goodly amount of time to fly fast and get between the two. If you look at different scriptures. And yet, is God with me or not? Is He with you or not?
Yes, sir.
Does He have to travel millions of light years to get close to you? How is He close to us?
In heart.
Yeah. Is that a figure of speech? No, it's a reality.
Yeah. That's awesome.
He really is.
Yeah.
His presence is with you when your heart and mind is on Him.
Amen.
And towards Him and right with Him. We're actually touching some of the powers of the world to come. I believe past this life, we won't be limited to fast planes or fast cars. You want to be somewhere? Put your heart and mind there, and you're there. Does God do that? Does He? Can He be anywhere in this creation? How does He do that? There are other dimensions besides the ones we can touch and feel. Spirit is real. God is spirit. We're created in His likeness and image. We are spirit. With you in spirit, with you in heart, is not a kindly phrase. You can actually be with them.
Yes.
Yeah. Selah.
Amen.
Is that worthy of some meditation?
Yes.
I don't know if I believe that or not. Can God be with us?
Yes.
And be in heaven?
Yes.
How can He do that? In spirit.
Yes.
In heart. Well, then we know it's possible. And we're made in His likeness and image. When it talks about His presence, A lot of times it's the original word is the word for face. If you look it up, you'll see that. Presence. In his presence, the Hebrew word or the Greek word could literally say before his face instead of saying presence. And the scripture talks about us seeking his face. And the literal language is face to face. Drawing close to him is seeking his face, is drawing near face to face. This is real. Something the Lord gave me, we'll touch on right now. If you'll hear it, it'll answer some things. Some things will connect. Have you ever felt somebody looking at you that you didn't see was looking at you? You felt like somebody was looking at you and you turned and they were. What did you feel? If you're only body and mind and brain, you didn't feel their body. You didn't feel their brain. What'd you feel? Spirit. And why'd you feel it? It contacted you. You said you felt it. What'd you feel? Physically, what are we talking about? Look this way. You feel that? Why? Contact. Yes. Flesh to flesh is real. You know what else is real? Spirit to spirit is real. Whether the flesh is involved or not. Here's the exciting part. You can touch God. And He can touch you. No matter where you are physically, or where heaven is. No matter how great the distance, that's irrelevant. Because you're talking about spirit now. Hallelujah. Have you ever felt somebody looking at you? Well, reckon what if God looked at you? Reckon you could feel that? Oh, yeah. I said, oh, yeah. And some folks have in varying degrees. You draw near to Him. You turn your face toward Him. And you say, Lord, I'm reaching out to You. I want to know You. I want to get closer to You. I want to be closer to You. And you're looking towards Him and you're reaching toward Him and you're sincere in your heart. It's not just empty talk. Tell me what the Bible said. He will respond and look at you and draw close to you. You reckon you'd know that? Oh, yeah. You do it with your heart. Not your head. This is not brain power. This is about your heart. Yeah. About your spirit.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. These realities are all around us. Even though people deny them adamantly, they just show their ignorance. Spirit is real.
Oh, yeah.
I said spirit is real.
Yes.
Angels are real.
Yes.
God is real.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Real. Amen. Real. Yeah. Boy, there's a lot more to talk about. I'm believing for more understanding of this. How about you? Will you believe with me?
Yes.
Let's ask the Lord. Lord, say it out loud. Father,
Father,
we're asking you
for more understanding.
A more complete understanding
of spirit.
The reality
of spirit.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Remember, 1 Corinthians 16, when God told Samuel to go anoint one of Jesse's boys to be king, and they brought out the first one. He was a fine-looking specimen, tall guy, big guy, noble-looking guy. And the Lord said, 1 Samuel 16:7, He said, "Look not on his countenance, or nor on the height of his stature, because I have refused him. For the Lord sees not as man sees. The Lord looketh." Does the Lord look?
Yes.
Man looks on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Wow.
Hallelujah. And the more you look to Him, the more He's going to look on you. The more you draw closer to Him and seek His face, the more His face is going to look at you. Somebody say, "Thank you, Lord."
Thank you, Lord.
And when it comes to power, you can't get closer to the source without sensing the power.
Amen.
You can't get close to the fireplace without sensing the warmth. And that's what the Scripture says, 2 Chronicles 16:9, the eyes of the Lord. You must say, eyes of the Lord. What does the Lord do with His eyes? He looks. The eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth. The Lord is able to scan the whole earth with His eyes and look. He's looking for something specific, though, with a specific desire in mind. What's He looking for and why? To show Himself strong is why. Does that sound like power?
Yep.
And power manifested.
Yeah.
In the behalf of them whose heart is perfect toward Him. That's what He's looking for. Somebody says, "Well, man, I know my heart ain't perfect." Don't let that word throw you. He's not talking about flawless, never made a mistake. If that was true, He couldn't find anybody on the planet. Right?
Yes, sir.
And that's the great thing about what He's talking about, because you and I will never be perfect in knowledge nor performance.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the great news. I can be perfect in heart towards Him in my willingness towards Him, my desire, my love towards Him, and He's not looking at my imperfect head. He's not scanning for my imperfect performance. He's looking for my heart. And I can't, another translation of this, instead of perfect, is wholehearted.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Faith in the Power, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, June 5th, as we begin our week-long marriage meeting. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.